nice piece from the Sefer Kol Aryeh. It was Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, an amazing Hungarian Rav in the 1800s. Okay, but first, just some Poshet Halachos. Okay, just to make sure that we're saying Shema correct. And then I want to talk about one Nakuda of how we say Shema. So let's just read the Shulchan Aruch Poshet. Din kama tzarech ledaktik ulechavin b'kriya Shema. Okay, the Halachos of how much a person, we're just going to read the first couple of Seifim. To what degree does a person need to be mindful during Kriya Shema? Obviously, the springboard for this topic is the fact that when Yaakov and Yosef met up in this past week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu was saying Kriya Shema. The Farshim were very busy trying to figure out why is Yaakov saying Kriya Shema? Is it Zman Kriya Shema? If it's Zman Kriya Shema, why is Yosef not saying Kriya Shema? If it's not Zman Kriya Shema, why is Yaakov saying Kriya Shema? Okay, so I spoke about that this past Thursday night. But Yaakov Avinu was saying Kriya Shema. That's one connection to Kriya Shema in this past week's parasha. And there's another one based on the Zohar Kaddish, which we'll look at in a few minutes on this page. Okay, but since it's related to the parasha, because a Jew always has to be thinking about how to be Makabal Amach HaShemayim, so it's kedai just to review a little bit. So let's see. So Yikra Kriya Shema B'Kavano, Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'reseis, V'ziya. A person should say Kriya Shema with Kavana, with awe and trepidation and trembling. Okay, so I guess we've never said Kriya Shema in our lives. Okay, but something to strive for. It's intense. It says in Mishnah Berurah, take a look, Mishnah Berurah, Yikra Kriya Shema, Hainu Kol Kriya Shema. Ideally, the entirety of Kriya Shema. Demashin is a bar besof simon hakodem, who rak leinyan di avad. That which is mentioned in the previous simon is only bidi avad. What was mentioned in the previous simon? Right. So if you look at the last halach of the previous simon, in simon samach, halacha states in sifhei, hakore ashema velo kivin libo befasik rishon shu shma yisrael lo yatsi yedei chavasa. Hasharim lo kiven libo, afilu hayakori b'toro magia parshios ha'elu bonas kriya shma yatsa. Who should kiven libo v'pasuk rishon? Meaning what? We paskin me'ikar adin, like Rabbi Meir in the Gemara, which is how much do you really need to kaya mitzvahs kriya shma? One pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. 6 words, 25 letters. That's really halacha l'maisa what we paskin. But if you just said that one pasuk with kavana, then yotze yedei chavasa. What the Mishnah Berurah is telling us here is that ideally, of course, the person should say all of Kriya Shema from beginning to end with kavana. Okay, so that's that halacha. He says if you said the first pasuk without kavana, you haven't been mekayem mitzvos Kriya Shema. But if you said the first pasuk with kavana, if you said the rest like a person who's just reading the Torah, he says imagine you just happen to be reading that section of the Torah at the Zman of Kriya Shema, that would be enough to be the Eved to fulfill one's obligation.
The same Kavanah? Like the same Kavanah they have in the first passage should have an entire three-part?
Ideally, that's what we're saying. Ideally, there should be the Kavanah. Well, again, there's the feeling of Ema Yira Rasa Zaya. Right? There's the feeling of awe and trepidation that a person should feel. And then there's also Kavanah in terms of knowing what you're saying. Right? We learned last year that when you say Hashem's name in Shema, Yudke Vavke, Shema Yisrael Hashem. So you have to think about what is the Kavana of Hashem. You're supposed to pause and think, Hoya Hove V'yeh, right? Yudke Vavke. That name of a God represents God was, God is, and God always will be. And you often have to think, the way you pronounce it, Ado, right? That Hashem is the Adon Hakol, the master of all. Okay, and Elokeinu, what is the parish of the word Elokeinu? And Hashem has all of the strength and all of the power in the world. Right? This is what's found in Simen Hay. In Simen Hay, of the Shulchan Aruch, it tells you what the Kavanah for the two main names of God are. The name of Yud and Hay, HaYehovah V'yeh. And when you say Elokim, you should think, Shehu Tokyef Abal HaYecholos U'Bal HaKochos Kulam. Everything is within His ability, and all strength is His. So when we say Shema, you have to, at the very least, again, for one pasuk, say, I'm being Makayan in the mitzvah. It's supposed to think, I'm about to be Makayan in the mitzvah daraisa of saying Shema. And then when I say it, I think, Shema Yisrael Hashem. I think, I pause on that word, I think, Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, HaYehovah V'yeh, Hashem was, is, and will be. And the way I pronounce it, Ado, Hashem is the Adon HaKol. And then I say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. When I say Elokeinu, I think that Hashem has all the abilities and all the strength in the world. He's omnipotent. And then I say again, Hashem Echad. Mechavin each of those shemos. The Vilna Gaon says that's ideally something I should do every time I say Hashem's name. When I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Sha'akol Ni'avid Varo on my drink, I should also do that. But at the very, 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 very least, I have to try to do that during Shema. The Yotzei Shema, I have to try to have the kavana of the shemos during Shema.
There are these stickers you could get to put in your sitter.
Oh, yeah?
Seem like that remind you right before Shema.
Right before Shema, pause for a second, and yeah. Here's what you need to do. Okay, we have to just train ourselves to be good about it. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah Berura, Sifkatan Beis. So it says we should say Shema b'kavana. We're not going to do all the Mishnah Berura inside. Just want to see a little bit. B'kavana, Elio Rabba Hevi B'Shem HaKolbo. Behubi Yerushalmi Sof Parakamad de Brachos. Very interesting. The Yerushalmi is quoted by some of the poskim in Rishonim, followed by the poskim, that when you say Shema, the different phrases throughout Shema actually correspond to the Aseret Dibros. The Gemara says we're very nervous about saying the Aseret Dibros publicly because we're concerned that people are going to say, "Oh, that's the entirety of the Torah, Aseret Dibros. That's all that really matters." But hidden within Shema, the Talmud Yerushalmi in Brachos says, each phrase in Shema corresponds to a different one of the Aseret HaDibros. How so? Take a look. And some Siddurim, fancy Siddurim, have this also over the words. The Kriya Shema Merumas Aseret HaDibros. In Kriya Shema are the ten Dibros. Aseret HaDibros. Hashem Elokeinu is Merumas to Anochi Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Echad. The second of the Ten Commandments, Lo Yeh Lecha, not to have any other gods, Hashem Echad. U'v'pasuk v'ahavta, Merumas Dibur Lo Sisa. Loving Hashem includes, for some reason, not taking Hashem's name in vain. Why? Deman derachim l'malka lo mishtab v'shmei l'shikra. Because if you love the king, you would never abuse his name in that way. If you love the king, you would never falsify his name. U'v'pasuk uchsav tam, Dibor lo sachmod. Why is uchsav tam hint to lo sachmod? Because the pasuk says what? Dichsiv beisecha v'lo beis chaveiracha. Okay? So make sure that you appreciate the things you have and don't love the things that your friend has. Don't be jealous. Not to become jealous. V'asavta diganecha. Gather your grain is lo signov. Don't steal someone else's grain. Right? Diganecha v'lo se'esov digan chaveiracha. Don't gather your friend's grain. V'avadetem mehira, dibor lo sirtzach, deman diktal yiskatil. You'll be gathered in quickly, you'll die before your time. Why? Because one who kills will be killed. U'apasuk l'man yirbu yameichem, to have long life. Nu, which one is that? What mitzvah gives us long life?
Kibud aveim.
That's commandment number 5 of the 10 commandments. Dibor kibud kaved asavicha. Of course, at the end of Shema, this is an easy one. Lo sasur achrei levavchem achrei neichem. Chazal say that refers to heresy and to znus. So that corresponds to dibor lo sina, not to commit acts of adultery. And the pasuk of leman tizkeru is merames to the dibor of zachor es yom haShabbos, shu shakol kechtora. And lastly, ani Hashem elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Dibor sana bereyacha eid shaker, not to testify falsely. Because it says, I know what you're up to. Right? All the Ani Hashem Elokeichems, or the Ani Hashems throughout, not all of them, but a theme that we have in Parshas Kedoshim, when you have those Ani Hashems, is that Hashem says, I know what you're up to. So again, a person who's going to testify falsely, Hashem is catching him, so to speak, by saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm paying attention, and don't try anything like that. Al-Kain Tzarech Ha'adam Lizibonin Behem Be'is Amiras Kriyashma, Kedei Shelo Yavu La'avur Al-Achzman. So Kriyashma again. We, for whatever hesitation the Gemara in Brachos has for not saying the Aseret HaDibros as part of our davening, because it could be misconstrued as being the entirety of the Torah, but when I say Shema and I'm committing myself to be a good Jew, it certainly makes sense that included within that should be my commitment to the Aseret HaDibros. There's a reason why the Aseret HaDibros are the Aseret HaDibros. Okay, one more in the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Be'ema v'yira. V'nira de'ema v'yira zohi ba'ofen zeh. Shechavin v'shashu korei eshema lekabel lov o machus shemayim lios nereg neharag al kiddush Hashem hamiyuchad. What does it mean to say Shema with awe and trepidation and ema and yira? Shema is a moment as we're being makabel upon ourselves o machus shemayim, where we think about Rabbi Akiva dying al kiddush Hashem. We think about Jews going to gas chambers, al kiddush Hashem. There's a crazy story. I don't know how to confirm this story. I think it's a true story. That Adolf Eichmann, Yimach Shemo, when he was caught, whoever was holding him at the time, the Israelis. He asked them, "What is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad?" He asked them. He said it. He knew how to say Shema. He said, "What is this thing?" And they told him, "This is the Jews' declaration of." And he said, "Because I heard Jews always saying it. It's what I always heard. Jews reciting this phrase, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." And he said that he knew it was like a powerful thing. He I heard two different versions of the story. And he was saying it. They heard Eichmann saying it or something. I don't know, but he knew. He understood. This is the secret, code of the Jewish people. This is the source of their strength. That even as they were being killed, they were clinging to these words. I think it's a true story because I think the were you in TABC when he came to TABC?
Yeah.
The guy who killed Eichmann. The guy who actually executed him. He's a Yemenite Jew. I never meet him. I don't know this guy. Anyway, so I heard this story told over in his name. That's why I have reason to believe that it might be a true story. But again, even our enemies recognize that Shema is a very powerful thing because Shema represents, again, that willingness of the Jew to go ad hasof for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when we're saying Shema, we're supposed to think for a moment, right? Am I prepared? Would I be prepared to give up my life? Oh, interesting. Yeah, Rizal says that when you say Shema, Kisrei Ari, it says we're going to get to it in a minute, how you cover your eyes during Shema. But the Arizal's, the Lashon in the writings of the Arizal is that you should close your eyes with your right hand. Not just you should close your eyes and then cover your eyes with your right hand, as we'll get to in a minute. But the Lashon of the Arizal is that Yiskor es Eino, you should close his eyes with his hand. So I'm just thinking now, I'm wondering like what that Lashon is. First of all, you don't see people do that so much. I was thinking, what does that mean? So I'm thinking now, it's like this. When a person passes away, you close their eyes. Right? You're supposed to close their eyes. The eyes are the window to the neshama. So when we close our eyes during Shema, it's a sort of miniature Mesiras Nefesh. We're saying, I'd be prepared to die for you. I'd be prepared to close my eyes once and for all, so to speak. Like a person who's giving up his life. But Dafka, the closing of the eyes, is, so to speak, represents a person who's no longer alive. And that's Bechol, he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's Bechol Nafshecha. Afilu Noto, that's Nafshecha. Be prepared to give your life for Hashem. Al Zeh Amar Kosov, Ki Alecha Hu Ragnu Kol Hayom. And about this it is said, Alecha Hu Ragnu Kol Hayom. We've been killed for you all day long, Hashem. Ki Oz Bekavana Zu, Yikrena Be'ima Uviyira Vereses V'ziya. So say Shema with that degree of commitment to Hashem that I would be prepared to give my life Al Kiddush Hashem. Again, we should never know from it, but that degree of commitment we're trying to make. Okay, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch up top. Just a couple more halachas, then we'll read this piece of Kol Aryeh together. We'll get to Sif Hay. Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom. When we say in Shema Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom, this is where we renew our commitment to Torah. Haynu Lomar Bechol Yom Yu Beinecha Kachadoshim. Like Rashi brings in his commentary on Chumash, that every day Hayom, that every day the Torah should be fresh and new and exciting to me, like I never learned it before. There's a guy in shul. It's so sweet. There's this guy in shul. He always comes over to me, and he tells me really awesome divrei Torah, but like also like if you learn like you know these divrei Torah. But in the Archos Sadikim, it says, when someone tells you something that you know, you're not supposed to say, oh, yeah, I know that already. You're supposed to hear it in a fresh way. Amazing story. That is an amazing word. The 36 candles of Hanukkah correspond to this and to that. Just because I've heard it for a couple of years now, it doesn't make it. So it's old Torah. It's not old Torah.
It's fresh.
That's a challenge. That's a legitimate challenge. I'm not poking fun. God forbid. He says it in the sweetest way. And it's new. And it was new for him. And he was saying it over with his new excitement. And that's great. It's beautiful. But that's how we have to be about everything. The most obvious var, the most obvious word of Torah that you've ever heard. You've heard this a million times. You know, the one that Rav Weinberg always likes to poke fun at, you know. 12 plus 12 is not the same as 24. That's always his go-to. Right? But to hear things in a fresh way. To be able to learn Torah in an entirely new and entirely fresh way is a very important thing.
Right.
It's not new, but you have to hear it in a... You have to review it, you have to learn it in a way. Right? This was, by the way, this was the test that Vilna Gaon would give people to be, you know, admitted as one of his Talmidim. He would make you learn something over and over and over and over and over and over again. And he would test your strength to see, do you get bored or not? Are you able to be Sovel Mishnah 400 times? Okay, there's nothing new to see here. Always something new to see. So that's part of what we're accepting upon ourselves during Kriya Shema. Furthermore, the Kriya Shema Yesh Reish Mem Hei Tevos. Okay, this is also good to know. How many words do we say in Shema? You know, this is going to be our machina when we get to the Olam Hamas. We're going to be say, how many words did you say in Shema every day? I don't know. I never bothered to count it. So Hashem says it's 245. Ukidei lahashlim l'ramach keneged evar sha'adam misayim shliach tzibur Hashem Elokeichem MS. There were 245 words in Shema. And this is important. If you're the Chazan, you need to know. The Chazan doesn't pause before saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Rather, the Chazan says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, the last three words. And then he repeats it again, out loud, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Why does he do that? To get us to 248 words, with the help of the Chazan. That's why if there's no Chazan, some people replace those three words with what? Well, not everyone's into that.
Before,
if you're saying Kriya Shema by yourself, you say Kel Melech Ne'aman, that gets you to 248. But what's the Indian of 248? The 248 limbs of a person's body, and the 248 mitzvahs asay of the Torah. Right. So again, during Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim, I want to take upon myself the entirety of my entire being should be committed to Torah. All my limbs should serve Hashem.
I think also before you go to sleep. I think it says in the Shabbat that it's a nice thing to say all three abagas of Shema for this reason.
Uh-huh.
It might be in the Shabbat, I'm not sure.
Okay. V'zeh kol adam, says the Rama, v'zeh kol adam yotzei, ho v'shomen v'piv shal shiach tzibur shal shtevah seil, even though you're only saying 245 words, when you listen to the shliach tzibur, he's acting as the shliach of the tzibur, so it's as if we all said 248. And if you want to repeat the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes with the Shliach Tzibur, it's not usher to do such a thing, but that sounds like it's not ideally recommended. It concludes the Shulchan Aruch. If you continue, if you were reciting Shema on your own, Shekol Shem Ola Esrim Vashesh. I mean, this sounds like we're learning to say Arizal all of a sudden. Va'arba Os Yosef Haim Shloshim. He says, a person should be mechavin the Tesvav Vavin of Emes Vayatzev. Ever notice that? If 15 words in a row, let's start with Vav. Yeah? Yatziv, Benachon,
Yeshua.
Yeah, 15 words in a row. So he says 15 times 6 is 90. Yeah? That's v'nachal, v'kayim, v'yashar. 15 words in a row. Six starts with vav. 15 words that start with vav is 90. 6 times 15 is 90. Do 3 times Hashem's name. The name of Hashem is 26. 26 times 3 is 78.
It's like the salt.
Exactly. Melech. 8. And then Arba Osiosav, and then the name of God has 4 letters in it. So you said 4 letters times 3 is another 12. It gets you to 90. So the Vavs correspond to Ki'ilu three times Hashem's name. What's the point? What are we trying to do with three times Hashem's name? As we said, again, B'chazan is repeating what three words? Hashem, Elokeichem, Emes. Those are all sort of names. Emes is also a name of God. So if you don't have a chazan, is what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, you don't have the chazan to say the additional Hashem, Elokeichem, Emes for you. So when you say V'yatzi, V'nachum, V'kayim, V'yashar, etc., and you say those 15 Vavs, so think about how 15 times Vav is 90, which is the equivalent of 3 times God's name. 3 times 26 is 78, plus 12 letters of 3 times Hashem's name is considered 90. So that Kavana makes up for the missing 3 words of Hashem Elokeichem Emes, okay? 3 times 26 is 78, and then in the 3 times Yudkei Vavkei, 3 times 4 letters of God's name, gets you another 12. Okay? Very interesting. It says the Rambam, V'yesh od tam acher b'davar. There's another reason for the 15 vavs in a row. The tesva vavin olim tishim, v'akriya nechshavas echad, harei tishim ve'echad k'minin Hashem b'kriyasu k'sivasa. Could be that 15 times 6 is 90, plus the Kriya itself adds one more, gets to the 91. What's 91? 91 is Yudkei Vavkei, the way that it's written and the way it's pronounced. It's written Yudkei Vavkei is 26, but it's pronounced Aleph and Dalet and Nun and Yud, which is 65. 65 plus 26 is 91. Okay, again, do what you will. Vare ki'ilu amar Hashem, Elo Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Emes. Some say, and here's where it's pronounced, some say that if you're saying Shema by yourself, you precede the Shema with three additional words, Kel Melech Ne'eman. Okay? Ki shalosh tevas elu mashlimim haminyan shel ramach. That gets you to 248. Behu b'makum amen, sheyesh la'anos achar baruch habocher b'amo Yisrael ba'ava v'chein noagin. Okay, that whole question of answering amen at the end of the bracha. Don't say Kel Melech Ne'eman if you're part of the Tzibor, and let the Chazan do the extra three words for you. Okay, good. Let's keep going in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a pretty far-fetched, like, not far-fetched, but just like we're trying to get to a number just because it's recognizable right. That it's a part of our body, but
right. Why are we, there's like a... Right. It's a good question. Why are we so desperate to get to 248? Again, what we're trying to say is that every limb of my body should serve Hashem, and the limbs correspond to the 248 positive commandments in the Torah. So corresponding to the 248 positive commandments, we are trying to say 248 words as we're accepting upon ourselves to be good Jews.
Where do we say Amen? Where's the Amen that we're saying?
He's saying instead of perhaps the Amen at HaBucher B'mo Yisrael B'Ava, right? We say Kel Melech Ne'eman.
What's Rak Yomar Amen Acher Shlich Tzibur K'masayim Abracha? Which bracha? Right after.
You should say. So again, this is the question of like, do I try to finish the bracha with the chazan? Because there's a question of maybe it's a hefsek to say. That's why.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of people say.
Oh, that's why you hear it. Sometimes.
Say the bracha. They conclude the bracha with the chazan. Me'ikar Hadin. People don't realize it. Me'ikar Hadin. With this line in the Ramah is saying that if you heard the bracha. We pass, can you say Amen? Right? Since it's a little bit of a question, some people try to say the bracha with the chazan, which kind of makes it impossible for you to answer Amen, if you're also concluding the bracha at the same time. But if you finished your bracha beforehand, and now the chazan concludes the bracha of Kriya Shema, so the halacha is you answer Amen, right? Rak yomer Amen, acher shliach tzibur, kish v'sayim abracha. V'chein noagin v'nachon hu.
That's by
I mean, that's in the Mishmur. He says some say it's better to say it along with exactly. Some say it's better.
Both
yeah, it's the same idea. Some say it's better to conclude the bracha with the Shliach Tzibur, and then you don't need to answer Amen, because again, it's the Amen may be a hefsek. Again, the Iker Dimi Pasuk not. But since it's questionable,
Ashkenazim.
Same thing. Yeah, same thing. But again, the optimal way is to finish it with the. With the chazan.
Sometimes they don't say it out.
Sometimes the chazan doesn't say it out loud. That's also right. Not really right.
Really? Right? Right.
Yeah. The chazan is supposed to say it out loud.
The Talmud
Halachah. The chazan is supposed to say it out loud. And people should conclude the bracha with the chazan. But again, the halacha is that you would say Amen if not.
In the back of the Siddur, it said that Nusach Ashkenaz says Amen after Gal. If you hear Gal Yisrael, and Nusach Sfar doesn't say Amen. I don't know why, yeah. But I remember looking into that at the time.
Okay. The best thing is to conclude the bracha with the chazan, and then you avoid the question entirely. That's what he brings in the Prima Gadim in the Mishnah Berurah here.
Which bracha are we referring to? The one before?
The bracha right before Shema.
Oh,
yeah. Bracha immediately before Shema.
Marv also?
Okay, yeah, same thing. Again, if you didn't, then you would answer Amen in both cases. Okay, Dalit. Now again, Likros Pasuk Rishon B'kol Ram K'dei La'or Kavana. You say the first Pasuk loudly in order to awaken Kavana. Okay, some people say it very loudly, but you shouldn't be annoyed if you hear someone saying it loudly, because that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, and lastly for today, and this is the one I want to talk about on a deeper level, Noagin Litein Yadayim Al Paneim B'Kriyas Pasuk Rishon. We are knowing to put, now, look at this halacha carefully. What does it say? Don't translate it loosely. Don't say it, oh, we're knowing to place our right hand over our eyes during Shema. That's not what it says. No, again, leading yedehem al paneihem. We're knowing to put our hands, plural, over our faces when we say the first pasuk, and the reason is kadesh shelo yistakel bedavar acher shemono milchavit. We shouldn't get distracted. Okay, so let's go piece by piece. First of all, yedehem. We're supposed to use both hands. Right, so Mr. Brewer is very clear. Ratzalomer Yad Yamin. Let me tell you the background to this a little bit. Yedayan, use both hands. So it's interesting. The Farshim talk about it. The Poskim talk about it. If you look in the Eliyahu Rabbah, he says, hold on a second. Shulchan Aruch says hands? Are you supposed to use both hands? So he says, first of all, we have a technical problem. The technical problem is, with my right hand, I'm usually covering my eyes. With my left hand, I'm holding my tzitzis. So how am I supposed to possibly use both hands? So Eliyahu Rabbah says, maybe the Shulchan Aruch means by Maariv. Maybe by Maariv you should use both hands. He says, no, that's not true. No one does that. So then he says, it must be that when it says hands in the plural, it's referring to Yadayim Ba'alma, hands in general. And certainly in the Kisvei Arizal, it's very clear it's Dafka the Yad Yamin. The question for lefties comes up, and the lefty should also use the right hand. That seems to be the practice. The Stipler Gaon had that question. And in the Orchos Rabbeinu, it says the Stipler Gaon would use his right hand. This is not one of the cases where a lefty and a righty switches. The right hand is the hand that is used in the recitation of Shema. What does it mean, al paneya? Should a person really cover their face? So if you look in the Shari Tshuva on the page, he mentions this, if I'm not mistaken. Let's take a look. Yedayim, he says, Hashakasa b'shulchan aruch al paneihem, Ratzalomer al ha'inayim. It doesn't actually mean what? Over your face, but it means over your eyes. And that's what it says in the Pri Etz Chaim, Yiskor einav v'yado ha'imin. Just close your eyes with your right hand. V'efshur shetevos al paneim, tzorech lomer al einayim, ach betur lo mashmakim. The tour, again, says paneihem, and for some reason there he thinks that it means even more definitively, that it's paneihem. Ayin bel yirab v'shem maharil sheiniach yodav al einav v'chein v'lashon ha-gemara gabe rebi v'ayin b'tor. And we'll get to that gemara in just a moment. Okay, so why do we close our eyes? This is what I want to talk about. Take a time. Smartly, you got one? So it's interesting. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, he explains a couple of the things that people do. He says, tzarech ian the makor for it. But he says some people spell out Shin and Dalet and Yud, that name of Hashem, when they say Shema. Right. That the thumb is the Yud. Yeah, you see? Thumb is the Yud. The Etzba is a Dalet. And then these three are the Shin. So he says some people try to do like Shakai, some type of Shakai thing. Some people do this type of thing. Right? Which also, okay, there's all sorts of different things that people do. But the basic thing that we're doing is what? According to the Shulchan Aruch, just to review, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the basic thing we're doing is we're trying not to distract ourselves. Okay? To review two things that I've definitely shared with some of you in the past, just to go two steps further, why do we use our hand? Why do we use our hand during Kriya Shema? So So Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Tzav says that the five fingers correspond to the five senses. And each finger, he says, amazingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed it to know its place of origin, where it's supposed to connect. So he says, the thumb corresponds to taste. That's why babies suck their thumb. The etzba, fortunately, so it'd be graphic, people put it in their nose. Right? So it corresponds to smell. The amma, the longest finger, corresponds to touch. People clean their eyes with their kmitza finger, the ring finger. And people clean out their ears with their pinky.
It's true.
So it corresponds to the five senses. Taste, smell, touch, sight, and sound. And Rabbeinu Bachai says, it's an amazing wonder that Hashem created Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Tzav. Right side. He doesn't connect it to Shema, but you could say very simply, when we say Shema, we're saying, Hashem, I'm committed not only 248 words to take the 248 limbs of my body to serve Hashem, but what? That I'm taking what? And I'm taking my five senses, which are alluded to by my five fingers, and I'm dedicating them to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very powerful idea. Okay? To go a step further, why does a person use their hand when saying Shema? So there's a sefer called Shmua Tova. And he writes in Parshas Devarim that if you add up the gematria of the names of the fingers, you know this one? Godel, Etzpa, Amma, Kmitza, Zeres. The Hebrew names of the fingers, Godel, Etzpa, Amma, Kmitza, Zeret, Zeres, yeah, plus Yad, because together they form Yad, so another 14 for Yad, is 1,118, which is exactly Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So it's not stam that a person uses the hand. Again, you read a halacha like this in the Shulchan Aruch, why do I need to put my hand over my eyes? Why can't I just close my eyes? The halacha says I shouldn't get distracted. Understand that your fingers represent all of your interaction with the world, the way you see the world, the way you hear the world, the way you taste the world, the way you touch the world. Right? The five fingers correspond to my five senses. And that the gematria of the five fingers, plus Yad, plus another 14 for Yad, should equal exactly Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is an amazing thing. Okay? Again, I told you why we're learning this, because Yaakov Avinu said Shema in this past week's parasha. However, take a look at the Kol Aryeh. This is an amazing piece of Torah. This was originally printed in his Hakadama to his Shilas and Chubas. Kol Aryeh, Rav Avram Yehuda Aryeh Leib, this is his full name, Avram Yehuda Aryeh Leib, Cohen Schwartz, who was a Hungarian Rav in the 1800s. He was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, and he was considered to be a tremendous, tremendous Gadol. We have Shilas and Chubas from him, and we have other collected writings from him. So the Kol Aryeh in the Shalos and Chubas in the Hakdama in O Zion, he brings this Vart. But when I went on to Otzer HaChachma, I saw that there was a Kol Aryeh on Chumash as well. So I figured I would look there to see if he has the Vart. And the Kol Aryeh on Chumash is printed just a much nicer print. So that's what you're looking at. You're looking at the Kol Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash. Okay? But it's an amazing Torah. Look what he says here. Where else do we have Shema in this past week's Parsha? So he says that when Yaakov Avinu is informed that Yosef is alive, and it's time to go to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov is nervous, says the Pasuk, everyone see where we are? Al tira meridida mitzrayima ki legoi gado asim chasham. Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim, because I'm going to make you into a great nation there. And Yosef yashis yado al einecha. Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. What does that mean? Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. What is that talking about? What is that talking about? What is that talking about? What is that actually talking about? Yaakov's scared to go to Mitzrayim. Don't worry. You're going to do just fine in Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim with you. I'll go down. We'll come back together. And not to worry, he'll place his hand over your eyes. He was afraid that he was going to die before him. Is it? Yeah? I don't know. Anochi eirei imcha mitzrayima, v'anochi alcha gamalo. I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim with you. I'm going to come back from Mitzrayim with you. Yosef yoshes yado aleinecha, and Yosef will place his hand over your eyes. So it could mean, like I told you, that when a person dies, right, someone has to. Who's going to take care of you? One of Yaakov's big requests of Yosef is what? Don't bury me in Mitzrayim. And Moshe Wolfson has an amazing Torah, because in this week's part of the full Chumash here. Wolfson has a Gvaldic Torah. Wolfson says, Yaakov tells Yosef, swear you're not going to bury me in Mitzrayim. Begging you, don't bury me in Mitzrayim. Ve'ikrivu yimei Yisrael amus, ve'ikra livno li Yosef, ve'yomer lo, imna matzasi chen beinecha simna yodcha tachas yireichi v'asisa yimadi chesed ve'emes al natik v'reini v'mitzrayim. Beginning of this week's parsha, v'ayichi. Promising you're not going to bury me in Mitzrayim. Right? So Yosef swears, still, I'm going to take care of that. But Yosef also seems to be very busy in part of his response to his father and part of his, you know, commitment to do this. Yosef also was worried about getting himself out of Mitzrayim. So imagine your parents come to you, or Wolfson says it like this. Imagine your parents come to you and they say, you know, I need a big favor from you. I need you to make sure that I'm given a proper kavod. And your response is, well, I'm going to make sure that I get kavod also. That's weird. It's an inappropriate response. Yosef seems to be equally concerned, or maybe even more concerned, about getting his own bones out of Mitzrayim, and he tells it to his father. What's the pshat? So Wolfson says like this. Or Wolfson says, the Gemara Nida says there are three partners in man. There are three partners in man. A mother, a father, and Hashem. Hashem provides the neshama. The mother provides the red of the body. The blood and the veins. And the father provides the white of the body, which represents the bones. So Yosef says, not only am I going to do Kibbut Av Va'Em to take you out of Mitzrayim, but my bones, the bones that you gave me, as my father, since the father provides the bones in the creation of the child, I want to make sure my bones also live in Mitzrayim. He wasn't saying it selfishly. He was saying it out his father's the commitment to his father. He committed to his father to take, right, I'm going to take my father out of Mitzrayim, so I am my father. My bones are the part of me that was donated to me, so to speak, according to the Gemara Nida, when a child is being created. So Yosef said, I'm going to go out of Sof to make sure no part of you is left to Mitzrayim, not even the bones, my bones, which represent
the tall
shot. I guess so. So yeah, why? I mean, Yosef was his Ben Zakunim, so there's an extra level of connection there. Okay? So a part of the Pasha Peshat, again, Ibn Ezra says it over here, that Yosef will put his hand on your eyes, meaning Yosef will take care of you in your death. Right? But this idea of Yosef putting his hand on your eyes definitely makes us think, especially in the context of what we're learning this morning, of Shema. And if you look in the Zohar, says the Kol Aryeh, you take a look inside, Uvizohar HaKadosh Isa V'Yosef Yashis Yadu Aleinecha Da Rozo Di Kriyashma. Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. This is the secret of Kriyashma. What's the pshat? This is the secret of Kriyashma. Tzarech Bior. So he says, look in the Pesach Tov, that's the introduction that I mentioned, his Shalas and Chufas Kol Aryeh, Oz Zayin, Ba'arichus. Uvesefer Migdanos Eliezer, Parshas Vayigash, he summarizes it as follows. Now this is kim'at the entire thing, so don't feel like you got ripped off because you're learning it from here as opposed to straight out of the Shalas and Chufas. Okay, here's what he said. Amazing pshat. The Gemara says in Psachim, Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Chanina, Lo ka'olam hazeh ha'olam ha'ba. Ha'olam hazeh al besuros tovos omer baruch ha'tov ha'metiv, v'al besuros raos omer baruch dayan ha'emes. In this world, when you hear good news, you say the bracha of ha'tov ha'metiv. And when a person is informed bad news, God forbid you hear someone passed away, you say the bracha of baruch dayan ha'emes. That's this world. There's a distinction between good things and bad things. However, in Olam Haba, Kulo Hatov HaMetiv. In the next world, everything is going to be good. V'hiksha HaTzlach. So the Tzlach asks the following question. Who's the Tzlach? Who's the author of the Tzlach?
No?
No, the Behuda. The No, the Behuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, right, known for his No, the Behuda, his Shalos and Chuvos, for the commentary on Gemara called Tzlach, Tzion LeNefesh Chaya. Named after his mother. Maybe both his parents, actually. He writes in the introduction there. So in the Tzlach, he asks the question. I don't understand. Eich amar kulo hatova hametiv. Halo yeh raklal ba'olam. You're telling me in Olam Haba, when bad things happen, you're going to say hatova hametiv? What do you mean bad things? There are no bad things in Olam Haba. You're telling me in this world, when good things happen, you say hatova hametiv. When bad things happen, you say Baruch Dayan Ames. But in Olam Haba, we're always going to make the bracha of Atov HaMeitev. What are you talking about? And again, in Gemara seems to be saying that when bad things happen, you'll be able to make the bracha v'tov ha-meitiv. But there's no bad. Lo yeh ra klal ba'olam. V'hevi b'shem gadol echad lefarish. So he explained the name of a certain gadol. Da'kavana da'anachnu ma'aminim shakadosh baruch hu mekor hatov. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all that is good. U'me'ito lo teitzei hara'os. And from God, nothing bad comes. U'masha nidma le'einenu shu'ra hu'rak mishum sha'anachnu b'choshech v'toch mir'os einenu. La'avim mikodem shezeu tova gadola. And any time there's a perception of something bad taking place in this world, it's simply our inability to understand the full story. We don't yet understand why it's in fact something good in disguise. V'haokei nachum ish gamzu. The holy nachum ish gamzu. Omer ha'kol ma she'era lau gamzu letova. Nachum ish gamzu always said gamzu letova to everything that happened to him. Why? Ki ha'min ve'amuna. V'atalau she'avru aleinu. Asher deminu she'hei matzaros maros ma'od. Ha'kol hayu tovas gadol. Nachum Ish Gamzu could be a hero for us, because Nachum Ish Gamzu taught us that no matter what it looks like on the surface, no matter how bad it looks, to be able to recite Gamzu Letova, that also this is for the best, is an amazingly high madrega. Of course, Rabbi Akiva, who died while saying Kriya Shema, also was the one who was Mechadesh, what? Kol Ma De'Avid Rachmana Letav Avid. Everything God does is good. Okay, so that's also, it's not by chance that Rabbi Akiva died during Shema, because Shema gives us a chance to make that declaration. So Nachum Ish Gamzu was a tzaddik who always tried to see the good. And that's what it means, la'asid, kulo hatova ha-meitiv. In the future, we're going to say only hatova ha-meitiv. Ratzal lomar, nira az shakol hayu tovos atzumos, v'lo hayu raklal. In the future, we'll be able to have the realization that what? That the things that in this world we thought were bad, we'll be able to look back at them and say, oh, remember when we said Baruch Dayan HaEmes on that tragic situation? We'll be able, from the next world perspective, to be able to say about those same things, Hatov HaMeitiv. It was truly all for the best. It wasn't bad at all. However, in this world, right now, it has an appearance of being evil and negative. Okay, this is a famous slach. What does it mean? In the future we'll say Atova Meitiv on everything. It means we'll be able to look back for Isa Sacharai and the Rebbe of the Kolari. Sam Sofer famously said that when Moshe Rabbeinu was told that what? That you'll be able to see Hashem's back. Hashem says you'll see a glimpse of my back. You won't see my front. It means that you'll perceive Hashem in reverse. For Isa Sacharai, you'll see my back, means after the fact, you'll be able to look back and understand how Gamzu Letova was all for the best. Yeah.
Maybe we can say that, like, how we see that, like, Chesed and Gvura, Chesed and Din doing, like, two separate things. But oh. When Mashiach comes,
beautiful.
You're going to look at it on the level above. You're not going to, like, look at, like, the different distinctions.
That's right.
It's, like, it's going to be, you're going to look more above, but everything is going to be at the same source.
That's correct. So where do we say that? When do we acknowledge that? Where do we acknowledge the fact that Chesed and Din are all one?
Shema
Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's exactly the point. So Shema is exactly that declaration. Very good. So let's see. V'inei Is of Maseches Brachos. Now here's the source. Here's perhaps the source for why we cover our eyes during Shema. Again, we opened up a Shulchan Aruch today. We saw with our own eyes. Why do we cover our eyes during Shema? So as not to get distracted. Where's the source for it? Where did the Shulchan Aruch get this from? Where did the Torah get this from? Right? What's the source for this? So it seems like it's a Gemara in Brachos and Dafid Gimel. The Gemara in Brachos and Dafid Gimel says that the Talmidim of Yehuda HaNasi said about him, Lo chazina leila Rebbe to kamakabo alav ol machus shemayim. Someone said, we never saw our rabbi. He learned a lot of Torah. He gave a lot of great shirim. We never saw him daven. He never said Shema. The shir would go throughout the entire amount of Kriya Shema. He never said Shema. We didn't understand. Lo chazina leila Rebbe. We never saw Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. We never saw Yehuda HaNasi who would accept Kabbalah Somachu Shemaim. He wouldn't say Shema. So they say back to whoever it was in the Gemara, Bar Pachti, you're a fool. What are you talking about? Of course he said Shema. Really? When did he say Shema? Ela b'sha Shema v'yadav al panav Mekabel alav ol malchus shemayim. When he would pass his hand over his face, he would be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. What does that mean? Rebbe would give a shiur. Rebbe would throw out a question, tell the Talmidim, think about the question for a minute, and then the Rebbe would go like this. Your Weinberg always does when he gets a shiur. I'm always choshesh. He's like saying shema. He's like attaching himself to Hashem. Like when he does, you know, like, does there a Weinberg move? Does there a Weinberg move? So when Rebbe was mavir yadav al panav, he passed his hand over his face, which is why the Shulchan Aruch used that lashon. Right, we're knowing to put yadayim al panehem. Right, b'shas kriya shema. So it seems to be based on this gemara that when Rebbe would pass his hand over his face, at that moment, he would say Shema. And again, Me'ikar Adin, how long does it take to say Shema? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We pass him like Rabbi Meir. That really, a person can be Yotzei Shema with just Pasuk Rishon. Again, ideally, say the whole thing. Ideally, have Kavanah for the whole thing. Okay, good. Uvetur Or Achayim, Simen Samach Aleph, Garis Mavir Yodov Al Einov. Right, again, this whole question, Mavir Yodov Al Panov, Al Einov. Okay, fine. V'tam hanachis yadayim hu. Now, let's learn from the Kol Aryeh a new kavana when we cover our eyes during Shema. What are we doing when we cover our eyes during Shema? And how does it connect us back again to Parshas Vayigash? And why does the Zohar Kadosh say, on the words that Yosef Yoshis yado aleinecha, Yosef will cover your eyes? Right, why does he say that this is, the Zohar says, this is the secret of Kriya Shema? So here's the pshat. It's beautiful. Listen to this. But think about it when you say Shema. Tam anachis yadayim, who ki inyan kriyas shema shanu om shema yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Exactly what Tommy just said a minute ago. Da anachnu ma'aminim va'omrim shema yisrael Hashem. We say Hashem, Hashem's name of chesed, of mercy, of kindness. The bein hanhagas ha'chesed, whether God acts towards me with revealed good, kindness. Shal zem mora Hashem havaya baruch hu, which of course is embodied by that name of God, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ubein Elokeinu, or whether God is handing me a heavy portion, Gvura, Midas Adin, Hu Anhagas Adin, Shal Zeh Mor Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, Hakol Hu Chesed, it's all Hashem Echad, it's not Elokim Echad, it's Hashem Echad, it's all Chesed. Again, that Gemara Psachim, what in this world sometimes appears like a Tova Meitiv, sometimes appears Diana Ames, from the higher perspective, from beyond this world, again, you could say it based on what we said before, when you close your eyes, when you're dead, then you'll be able to, in the next world, you'll be able to understand that it's all chesed. Alkein masimin hayar al haynayim, haynu sholo lahabit al mashanira v'nidme le'enei basa. Shechas v'shalom hu lo tov. We cover our eyes during Shema as a way of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm going to look at the world superficially, I'm going to misinterpret, I'm going to see a lot of bad things. I'm covering my eyes as if to say, I don't have the full picture. I don't yet understand how things that seem to be really bad are going to work out good. So what we're saying is we're declaring our belief, right? We're saying, I don't yet know. I'm admitting that I can't know. There's a lot of ways you could say it, nuanced ways to say it, but more or less you're expressing that despite the fact that I can't see, I'm still able to declare my belief, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim. Right? Again, even though Nidma Le'ine Basar, Shechas V'Shalom Hu Lo Tov, but I can believe that it's all good. I can't see that it's good, but I can believe that it's good. So now, listen to this. This is the Chiddush. A lot of people say that part in different ways. But here's the Chiddush. When the Zohar says that Yosef will place his hand over your eyes, why does Yosef place his hand over your eyes? Because there's no one who knows better that something bad can work out good than Yosef itself. There's no one who experienced so much hardship, which led, so much Yerida, which led to so much Aliyah, no one knew that better than who? Than Yosef. He was sold as a slave to Egypt. He was accused of sexually immoral behavior that he never committed. And he was thrown into a dungeon. Sold by my own family. My father has abandoned me. Right? It was the worst of the worst, completely evil, completely negative. There's no ray of hope. But now, as we get to the end of the story, we see how everything was beautifully, divinely orchestrated. on Uroin Eich Hayu Tovus Gedolos. We see what a great thing it was. We base Asurim Yatza Limloch that Yosef would emerge from the base Asurim in order to rule over Mitzrayim. Ulamichya Shalchu Hashem, Kamosha Amar Yosef Vachim. As Yosef says to his brothers, I was sent here to sustain you and to save the whole world. Laseis Lachem She'eris Ba'aretz. Ulachayos Lachem Lefleita Gedola. As the Pasuk says openly. Vayetzorech Gadol Yeridas Yosef Mitzrayim. And therefore Yosef's descent into Egypt was entirely purposeful. Yosef now is in the position of perspective to see, wow, it was all for the best. V'nimtza dekol ha'tzaros shesavol Yosef mikodem ha'yutovos gedolos. Al'kein mimayma rumatzav shal Yosef ha'tzadik an yicholam lilmod v'leida sh'meito yisbarach lo titzi haraos rak ha'kol letova. Yosef serves as an amazing proof that everything that Hashem does is for the best. Even really, really bad things. Even really hurtful things. The point that Yosef named his child Menashe, I want to forget my family, I want to forget my past, that's how bad it was. But over time, Yosef would gain perspective and realize this was all for the best, and that's why he's able to respond to his brothers and say, I'm not angry at you. This was all divinely ordained. As the Shem Yishmuel says, one of the most important psukim in the entirety of the Torah is when Yosef says to his brothers, you didn't send me to Mitzrayim, Hashem sent me to Mitzrayim. Mashliach Hashem. Therefore, v'hine Yaakov v'hinu olav ha'shalom, when Yaakov is coming down to Mitzrayim, what's the context of our pasuk? How did it start? Al tira merida mitzrayim. Yaakov is scared, right? Yaakov is scared. Al tira merida mitzrayim. I'm scared to go down to Mitzrayim. Why am I scared to go down to Mitzrayim? Because of what's going to be in Mitzrayim. So Yaakov, kishiyard mitzrayim nisyar ma'od migalas mishibud sheyizbulu banav achrof alkein amrlo Hashem yisparach al tira merida mitzrayim ki legoi gadol asim chasham. Don't be afraid. Mitzrayim is going to be a great place for the Jews. True, it's going to be tough at first. But from there, you'll become a nation and receive the Torah. Shutach l'satova, which is the ultimate good. Shal yedei ze asimcha l'goy gadol v'chlal ze nechlalim kol atova v'shazachu Yisrael achakach. Coming to Eretz Yisrael, receiving the Torah, everything that's yet to come. V'akol zachu rak al yedei shahayu v'mitzrayim b'kur habarza. It never could have happened had they not become Klal Yisrael, refined in that kur habarzel, the iron crucible of Mitzrayim, refining us and making us into the nation which would receive the Torah. And therefore, he says, that's the pshat. The Yosef, atzalomar, hamayim arumatzav shal Yosef, Yosef's life experience, yoshis yodav alinacha, will give you the ability to say Shema. That's the secret of the Zohar. It's beautiful, no? The Yosef, hamayim arumatzav shal Yosef, yoshis yodav alinacha, will help you to cover your eyes. Shelo tabit al mashe nira v'nidma le'ayin shura rak lahamin shakol letova. Recognize that it's mamish gamzu letova. Zeh yesh lachalil mod b'mayim rumatzav shal Yosef. And that's what the Zohar means. When the Zohar Kadosh says that Yoshez Yosef, Yoshez Yadav alinecha, da raza di kriyashma. Amazing. This is the secret. This is the secret of kriyashma. Inyan kriyashma hu gamkin lahavir yadav al inav. Ulahamin shakol hu mimakor chesed. Everything is for the best. Yes.
And maybe we can say like with this, but in a different way, that like Yosef is like his midas is sod bris, and Yosef is gonna put the hands of Yaakov, saying like his whole galus mitzrayim is part of the bris b'nei besarim, and which is also in you know, Kir Shema to reinforce
right,
the bris.
Right, to the bris. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so it's a new kavana when we say Shema. I'll end with just one other very interesting kavana for saying Shema. So again, that's a lot of different understandings of, again, we now know the source for maybe covering your eyes during Shema is the Gemara in Brachos of Yehuda Nasi used to pass his hand over his face when he said Shema. Right? We understand that the Me'ikar Adin, the reason why we do that, so we shouldn't get distracted. Additionally, we learned that the five fingers correspond to five senses, a way of dedicating our five senses to our Creator. The five fingers also in Gematria correspond to Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Additionally, when we cover our eyes, we're saying, I don't yet understand everything, but eventually I will. And the source for that might actually be that Hashem says to a nervous Yaakov, so to speak, don't be afraid, look at Yosef's life story, and that'll give you the strength to continue to cover your eyes and to continue to believe. But one more really beautiful kavana for why we use our hands when we say Shema. And this comes from Rav Shmuel Brazil Sefer Bishvili Nivra HaOlam on page 110 and 111. He says a beautiful idea. It also explains why we kiss the mezuzah with our hand. He says, listen to this. Kasu amikubalim. Inasa lamina gisrael. Arizal says you're supposed to kiss the mezuzah with your hand. You're supposed to actually use your middle finger to touch the mezuzah, according to Arizal. And it's the minhag Yisrael. Shebechol pam. Hein b'yitziyasa, hein b'chnisasa. When a person goes out, a person comes in. Yaniach yado al mezuzah. And give it a kiss. Yesh levar hasha'omek hakavana b'minhag zehi. Ahazkir Yehudi al yichidiyusa. To teach a Jew about his individuality. Why? Shebekaf ha'etzbaus hayad nikeres hayechidius hanifla shel adam. Your hand is an indicator of your individuality. Why? I've got fingers and you've got five fingers.
Handprint.
Right? My fingerprint. Ki kol echad yesh lo sirtut miyuchad. Everyone has what? A unique etching, engraving on his fingers. It's miyuchad echad b'mino. It's one of a kind. Shelo nimtza a couple years ago. Shelo nimtza itzal shum adam ach. He's from Shmuel, Brazil. So used to be in Shayashev. Now he's in Eretz Yisrael. Yeshiva.
Negunim.
Ziva Torah. Shmuel, Brazil.
He came to Shayashev sometimes. We went to him.
Yeah, he's very interesting. Very interesting. Yes. He writes beautiful Torah. So in the Sefer, which is all about Bishvili and Avraham, about one's individuality, is a big theme in the Sefer. So he says, your fingerprints are your individual, your individual identity. Right? So he says, if you'll ask, why is it that your fingers contain this individuality? And then he says, the Maharal says, because the yadayim are tchilas ha'adam. The hands are the highest point of a person. What do you mean? I think my head is the highest point of a person. True, but if I stretch, my hands can reach, right? And my middle finger actually reaches the highest, which might be the reason why the Arizal says, when you kiss the mezuzah, you're supposed to use your middle finger. So it's the highest point of man.
Touch.
Okay. In a certain sense, yeah. It's the starting point of man. Because touch, I hold, the touch corresponds to Yavan. That's why Ner Chanukah is opposite the mezuzah. It's that connection. So again, so if you wonder why is the finger the place of one's individuality, so the Maharal says because it's the starting point of a person. Shekisha Adam Zokif Yadav L'mala, that's the highest point. Right? And therefore, Chazal say, a person who's mezalzel in the Tilas Yadayim, if you're mezalzel in the Tilas Yadayim, it's really, really bad. Your neck are min olam. Why? Because this is the beginning of my relationship with Hashem. I start, so to speak, in my fingers. So he says, "Ha'makon nosef es yesh kan b'minhag zeh." So the reason for the minhag of what of kissing a mezuzah with your hand or covering your eyes during Shema, "Hu la'orer es etzmenu sha'ofen shel kabbalas ol malchus shemayim u'mitzos tzarach lios dafka ketzura sirtut shel kaf kol yachid v'yachid." That when I serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right? When I'm Makabal, I'm saying, I'm going to be a Jew today. I'm going to be a good Jew today. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. But I might say to myself, yeah, but there's a lot of Jews in the world. A lot of people are going to help out. My individual role is not so, clear to me, and it's not so evident. I don't have to be, what he says here, is I don't have to be a general of the army of Tzivos Hashem. I can just be a regular person. No, a Jew has to remind himself as he attaches his individual fingerprint to Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim. And maybe also, part of that idea is I'm covering my eyes. I don't want to see that other people are going to serve Hashem. I want to feel, Ki'ilah, I'm the only Jew in the world today. B'shvili Niver Ha'olam. And the same thing is true when my comings and goings, as I cross through a threshold, I pass through a doorway, and I kiss the mezuzah, right? Whether it's, again, walking into Shir, I should say, well, there's other people in Shir. So if I don't, if I don't maximize my potential in Shir, someone else will. Maybe everyone feel bad. Someone else will listen carefully to Shir. Right? No, it's not true. Every Jew has to see his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch and the Torah as being unique, entirely unique. Again, it's another nice kavana for a person to have during Kriya Shema. Okay? All right, so now we know the Raza of the Kriya Shema. Yosef Yashiz Yadol.